It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We got a big show tonight, so let's get to it. We'll start with the carry out, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. News is leaking out of the White House like oil from an old Chevy Cavalier. Unsubstantiated reports say that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions is willing to resign if President Trump wants him to. This after Sean Spicer said nothing about it, which is something. And after the president went to Twitter to complain about the new travel ban and how the Justice Department should have pushed for the old. You know what? It's just like one big Apprentice episode, isn't it? It really is. Like, you're starting to see how it works here. I'm confused. Is President Trump going to live tweet his responses to the James Comey testimony on Thursday, or is that just leftist propaganda? Or does everyone know that he's going to do it and there's nothing you can do to stop him? President Trump went to Twitter today to say that the fake mainstream media is trying to get him to stop using social media. What do you mean, like an intervention? Donald, we care about you. You have great ideas, but they just don't work in 140 characters. You're ruining this family by tweeting. Look at your thumbs. Look, the skin is so rough. Nobody wants you to stop tweeting. Well, maybe your Republican allies. But goofy tweeting? Yeah, I'd love to see it go away. But the mainstream media? No, they're making loot. So they definitely don't want you to stop. And I love that the president mentions Twitter as, quote, social media. Hey, you're more than welcome to stop using Twitter and just use Snapchat. I mean, late-night snaps from the president play way better than late-night tweets, right? Forbes has a big bombshell story that accused Eric Trump and the president of stealing money from sick kids. Well, it's more complicated than that, but you thought in your head for a second of a sick kid and then President Trump stealing his wallet, didn't you? Don't lie. No, this is a money laundering accusation where Eric Trump would have a big charity golf tournament and he'd pay money to his dad for the services, who in turn would use that money for other charities that serve his own business interests, including, his campaign. It's a detailed article. Go ahead and read it. And it's Forbes, so you'll love the inspiring quotes from CEOs that pop up and block the articles. Pop-up ads that motivate. Brilliant. It's interesting because even if Eric Trump paid full rate for all the Trump services, the golf course, catering, etc., he wouldn't be paying close to what he actually paid. Meaning, as President Trump got closer to running for president, the fees went up on that event to a staggering $320,000 for a golf tournament, up from $50,000 just a couple years before, which was up from zero when Eric Trump started, because it's a charity. Does anybody care? No? Or is it just more partisan garbage from that alt-left Bernie Sanders pandering Forbes? Get a job, Forbes! We're finding out more about the accused leaker in the NSA Russian hacking memo. Her name is Reality Winner, and she's from a... Really? That's her name? Her name is Reality Winner? Am I missing something? Is that what we're calling her? That's her nickname? Or is that... That's her real name. Wow. We've hit rock bottom on names. This is really... This is the moment. The moment of clarity. Anyway, she's become a lightning rod for government versus whistleblowers. On one hand, she works for the government. It's illegal to disseminate classified information. And on the other hand, did this memo have the government saying that Russia did try to hack the elections? Was that going to come out, or was the government just going to be like, nah, no one needs that? Tough call here. Reality's lawyer, I can't even. That's her name. Her lawyer says that the government may have interrogated her without a lawyer for confession and wonders aloud if going after a low-level government employee is just political theater. Well, one thing's for certain, that is a really dumb name. Reality Winner, which is, I mean, it's perfect for White House Apprentice, right? Fits right in. All right. What else have we got today? Today, the Goodman Theater let us know that Stacy Keach had a heart attack during his performance in Pamplona. They had to end the show early and send everybody home. Keach is recuperating, but damn, that could have gone all sorts of wrong, right? I mean, who would have helped? They would have thought he was acting. Bravo! Glad he's on the mend, but wow. In weather, to quote Matthew McConaughey, real nice. In sports, the Cubs keep on keeping, winning their fourth in a row last night to almost erase the bad taste in our mouths from the California trip. Almost. They go again tonight against the Marlins. They got the Rockies coming to town for a big showdown starting on Thursday tonight. Arrieta and his tight uniform on the mound. Is it me, or it seems like it's getting tighter? He's the one guy in baseball where I'm like, nah, he doesn't look like a pitcher. There's something, I don't know what it is about his uniform, but it makes it look like, oh, this wrestler is pitching now. Good. The White Sox are in Tampa Bay. Good news for the Sox, since they were off yesterday and the Royals lost, they move a half game up on the Royals for last place. So it's clear, it's better when the Sox don't play. Oh, come on now. I'm a Sox fan, which is why I can be harsh on my guys. They need a big week to get back into our good graces after a miserable weekend in Detroit. Standing in their way, of course, the Tampa Bay Rays used to be the Devil Rays. Who the Rays? Who plays on the Rays these days? Evan Longoria, sure, but after that, who's on the squad? Fred McGriff, still playing first? Anybody else? This team is too boring to get chuckles. I mean, they started in 1998. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to name some 80s Buccaneers. Steve DeBerg still playing quarterback? Is Vinny Testaverde on this team? Donald Igwe-Wigwe kicking for the Bucks/Rays? No? Another day off for the Cavs Warriors. Yep, they need to milk it because this thing's going to be over by the weekend. So slow it down. Stretch it out. Let's have Barkley do hockey halftime. Stretch it out. And how about those Predators, huh? Tied it up. Back to Pittsburgh. We got a series. Good job, guys. The Bears are back at work today. And good news, Pernell McPhee says he's healthy after a battle with a knee injury all of last year. Good. We can finally start working on that Nanny McPhee poster. All right. Imagine this. He's in his uniform with an apron on. He's vacuuming the living room. He's doing housework while holding up petulant quarterbacks. Right? He's Nanny McPhee. Don't lie. That's the best idea you've ever heard. Come on. Who's with me? Where's there no venture capitalists out there that want to get in the poster business? I got ideas. Also, Mitch Trubisky is the only Bears draft pick who hasn't signed yet. Yikes. Delightful. Delightful. Let's get that done. And finally tonight, a new study says that playing video games could be good for young people who develop better mental adaptability skills, which is code for, I don't really have to be to work till 9:30, so I could play one more game. That's the carryout for June 6, 2017. Hey, enjoy your pizza. You like Parmesan cheese and sealed packets? Oh, man, do I have a treat for you. All right, coming up, Josh Mogerman's going to join us. We'll talk environment at 8 o'clock. Israel Adonijé, the former Chicago Bears defensive lineman, he's turned author. He's going to be at LitFest, and he's going to talk about his new work. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.